We're watching a number of ag issues on this Friday afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Keith Lundberg with this WNAX Farm News Update. Well, we have been watching weather conditions with the cold, wind, snow, and everything in between. I'm joined this afternoon by Dean Meyer, who is the chairman of the U.S. Meat Export Federation and a farmer producer himself from Rock Rapids, Iowa. Dean, you're a farmer cattle producer yourself, and what's the conditions like on your farm and around your area, especially when it comes to your livestock?
We've had better days for feeding cattle, but we know this is the area we live in the region, and we're susceptible to this type of weather. You know, you can do so much to prepare for it, but when it's here, you know, it's going to be tough. I mean, the gains and the efficiency we lose on the cattle, and just hope that it isn't too long and intensive time that we can get through it and have time to recover. And it's where we live, and it's part of our occupation.
We've got some great news to talk about. Not only good export business, but the U.S. Senate confirmed Alexis Taylor to serve as the USDA Undersecretary. You've had the opportunity to visit with her in some meetings. Give us your thoughts. What do you think about the nomination and where we go with this?
I think this is great news. We're way overdue. You know, trade is certainly a priority in all of agriculture. When we have, you know, 96% of the population outside the borders, and we got a growing middle class in many countries that demand our products, our ag products. We need an Undersecretary of Ag on trade. Alexis Taylor has a lot of good experience, and we're excited. Like I said, it's way overdue, and we're excited now to get somebody in that position. The nominee for the Chief Ag Negotiating position also, Doug McKellop. We need those two in tandem in order to really get things done in trade.
And speaking of trade, boy, the outlook right now is really looking positive for us, Dean. First of all, let's talk about Africa. There's some positive things going on there with our pork exports, some meat exports.
Africa is certainly a new frontier. We're excited about it. I believe it's got the youngest demographics in the world, and it's got a growing middle class, a huge population. I mean, that's the recipe for U.S. meat trade. We've got full-time staff in that region now. Does a very good job. He's well connected, and I think it's going to continue to be a growth. It's going to be one of our large markets in the time to come.
Meyer said there's also some great opportunities for us as China is lifting some of their COVID restrictions.
That's exactly right. You know, they've been under the zero COVID policy since the onset of COVID, and it's just totally killed their food service. It's amazing the imports we've been able to maintain into China, but we really think after they get through the infection outbreak, there's going to be great opportunity in food service. It'll be like many of the other countries, like we saw in Japan and Korea when they lifted COVID restrictions. There was revenge buying, food service exploded. We're looking for that. It may be 6 months out till they can fully get food service going. We see some opportunity there.
With the holiday season upon us, exports do slow down just a bit, but they appear to keep being very strong.
It does slow down some, but you know, it's ongoing all the time in meat trade. It's one thing about meat, people always need to eat. There's always business going on, but no, we're looking forward to a strong year next year. Pork exports have been picking up really strong. Last month numbers were very, very good, and we're looking for that to continue. And beef, I really think we're going to maintain numbers. We've had two super years, and we have no reason to think that things aren't going to continue. Demands.
That is your WNAX Farm News Updates. I'm Keith Lundberg.